Morning, everyone. It's Paddy here. Thanks for tuning into today's Bible reading. It's April the 17th today. Our readings for today will come from Joshua chapter 15. There's a few names in this reading, so you're going to have to bear with me. I can't pronounce them very well. We'll also read from Luke chapter 18. We'll begin Psalm chapter 86 and continue in Proverbs chapter 13. Before we open our Bibles, as usual, let's ask God for his blessing. Lord God, we pray that you bless your word to me and to those who are following along. Teach us something, even if it's something small, as we make the time and effort to read and meditate in your word. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, before we get into the Old Testament, let's go to Luke's account of the gospel. Beginning in chapter 18, verse 18, it says, "Once a religious leader asked Jesus this question, 'Good teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life?' 'Why do you call me good?' Jesus asked him. 'Only God is truly good. But to answer your question, you know the commandments. You must not commit adultery. You must not murder. You must not steal. You must not testify falsely. Honor your father and mother.' The man replied, 'Yeah, I've obeyed all these commandments since I was young.' When Jesus heard his answer, he said, 'There is still one thing you haven't done. Sell all your possessions and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me.' But when the man heard this, he became very sad, for he was very rich. When Jesus saw this, he said, 'How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. In fact, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God.' Those who heard this said, 'Then who in the world can be saved?' He replied, 'What is impossible for people is possible with God.' Peter said, 'We've left our homes to follow you.' 'Yes,' Jesus replied, 'and I assure you that everyone who has given up a house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will be repaid many times over in this life, and will have eternal life in the world to come.' Taking the 12 disciples aside, Jesus said, 'Listen, we're going up to Jerusalem, where all the predictions of the prophets concerning the Son of Man will come true. He'll be handed over to the Romans, and he will be mocked, treated shamefully, and spit upon. They will flog him with a whip and kill him. But on the third day he will rise again.' But they didn't understand any of this. The significance of his words was hidden from them, and they failed to grasp what he was talking about. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind beggar was sitting beside the road. When he heard the noise of a crowd going past, he asked what was happening. They told him that Jesus, the Nazarene, was going by. So he began shouting, 'Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.' 'Be quiet,' the people in front yelled at him. But he only shouted louder, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.' When Jesus heard him, he stopped and ordered that the man be brought to him. As the man came near, Jesus asked him, 'What do you want me to do for you?' 'Lord,' he said, 'I want to see.' And Jesus said, 'All right, receive your sight. Your faith has healed you.' Instantly, the man could see, and he followed Jesus, praising God, and all who saw it praised God too." All right, that's our reading from Luke's account of the gospel. Let's go back into the Old Testament now, beginning in Joshua chapter 15, verse 1. It says, "The allotment for the clans of the tribe of Judah reached southward to the border of Edom, as far south as the wilderness of Zin. The southern border boundary began at the south bay of the Dead Sea, ran south of Scorpion Pass into the wilderness of Zin, and then went south of Kadesh Barnea to Hezron. Then it went up to Adar, where it turned toward Karkar. From there it passed to Asmon until it finally reached the Brook of Egypt, which it followed to the Mediterranean Sea. This was their southern boundary. The eastern boundary extended along the Dead Sea to the mouth of the Jordan River. The northern boundary began at the bay where the Jordan River empties into the Dead Sea, went up from there to Beth Hogla, then proceeded north of Beth Araba to the Stone of Bohan." Bohan was Reuben's son. From that point, it went through the valley of Achor to Debir, turning north toward Gilgal, which is across from the slopes of Adumim on the south side of the valley. From there, the boundary extended to the springs at Eshemesh and on to Enrogel. The boundary then passed through the valley of Ben Hinnom, along the southern slopes of the Jebusites, where the city of Jerusalem is located. Then it went west to the top of the mountain, above the valley of Hinnom, and on up to the northern end of the valley of Rephaim. From there, the boundary extended from the top to the top of the mountain to the spring at the waters of Nephtoah, and from there to the towns on Mount Ephron. Then it turned toward Bala, that is, Kiriath Jearim. The boundary circled west of Bala to Mount Seir, passed along to the town of Kesalon on the northern slope of Mount Jearim, and went down to Beth Shemesh and on to Timnah. The boundary then proceeded to the slope of the hill north of Ekron, where it turned toward Shikaron and Mount Bala. It passed Jabneel and ended at the Mediterranean Sea. The western boundary was the shoreline of the Mediterranean Sea. These are the boundaries for the clans of the tribe of Judah. The Lord commanded Joshua to assign some of Judah's territory to Caleb, son of Jephunneh. So Caleb was given the town of Kiriath Arba, that is, Hebron, which had been named after Anak's ancestor. Caleb drove out the three groups of the Anakites, the descendants of Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai, the sons of Anak. From there, he went to fight against the people living in the town of Debir, formerly called Kiriath Sefer. Caleb said, "I'll give my daughter Aksah in marriage to the one who attacks and captures Kiriath Sefer." Othniel, the son of Caleb's brother Kenaz, was the one who conquered it, so Aksah became Othniel's wife. When Aksah married Othniel, she urged him to ask her father for a field. As she got down off her donkey, Caleb asked her, "What's the matter?" She said, "Give me another gift. You have already given me land in the Negev. Now please give me springs of water too." So Caleb gave her the upper and lower springs. This was the homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Judah. The towns of Judah, situated along the borders of Edom in the extreme south, were Kabzeel, Eder, Jagur, Kina, Dimona, Adada, Kadesh, Hazor, Ithnan, Ziph, Telem, Beeloth, Hazor, Hadata, Kiriath Hezron, that is Hazor, Amam, Shima, Molodah, Hazagadah, Heshmon, Bethpelet, Hazashwal, Beersheba, Bezothia, Bala, Im, Ezim, Eltulad, Kisil, Horma, Ziklag, Badmana, Sansana, Lebauth, Shilhim, Ain, and Rimmon. 29 towns with their surrounding villages. The following towns, situated in the western foothills, were also given to Judah: Ishtal, Zora, Ashna, Zanor, Enganim, Tapua, Enam, Jarmuth, Adulam, Soko, Izekah, Sharaim, Adithaim, Gedera, Gederathaim. 14 towns with their surrounding villages also included were Zenan, Hadashah, Migdalgad, Dilian, Mizpeh, Jokthil, Lachish, Bozkath, Eglon, Gabon, Lamam, Kitlish, Gederoth, Beth Dagon, Naama, and Makedah. 16 towns with their surrounding villages. Besides these, there were Libna, Ether, Ashan, Iftah, Ashna, Nezib, Kela, Akzib, and Marishah. 9 towns with their surrounding villages. The territory of the tribe of Judah also included Ekron and its surrounding settlements and villages. From Ekron, the boundary extended west and included the towns near Ashdod with their surrounding villages. It also included Ashdod with its surrounding settlements and villages, and Gaza with its settlements and villages, as far as the Brook of Egypt and along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. Judah also received the following towns in the hill country: Shamir, Jatir, Sokor, Dana, Kiriath Sana, that is Debir, Anab, Ishtimo, Anim, Goshen, Holon, and Gilo, 11 towns with their surrounding villages. Also included were the towns of Arab, Duma, Ishan, Janim, Beth Tapua, Afikah, Hamtah, Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, and Zeor, 9 towns with their surrounding villages. Besides these, there were Maon, Carmel, Ziph, Jutah, Jezreel, Jokdim, Zanoah, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 towns with their surrounding villages. In addition, there were Halhul, Bethzur, Gedor, Marath, Bethanoth, and Elticon, 6 towns with their surrounding villages. There were also Kiriath Baal, that is Kiriath Jearim, and Rabbah, 2 towns with their surrounding villages. In the wilderness, there were the towns of Beth Arabah, Midden, Sekakah, Nibshan, the City of Salt, and En-Gedi, 6 towns with their surrounding villages. But the tribe of Judah could not drive out the Jebusites who lived in the city of Jerusalem, so the Jebusites live there among the people of Judah to this day. All right, apologies for the really bad pronunciation of these names. Bear with me as we continue in these passages. Some of these place names and even the descendants, you know, the beautiful Middle Eastern names, the Hebrew names, they're very hard to pronounce, but bear with me. All right, let's go on to the book of Psalms now. Let's read a prayer of David, Psalm chapter 86. Beginning in verse 1, it says, "Bend down, O Lord, and hear my prayer. Answer me, for I need your help. Protect me, for I am devoted to you. Save me, for I serve you and trust you. You are my God. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I am calling on you constantly. Give me happiness, O Lord, for I give myself to you. O Lord, you are so good, so ready to forgive, so full of unfailing love for all who ask for your help. Listen closely to my prayer, O Lord. Hear my urgent cry. I will call to you whenever I'm in trouble, and you will answer me. No pagan god is like you, O Lord. None can do what you do. All the nations you made will come and bow down before you, Lord. They'll praise your holy name. For you are great and perform wonderful deeds. You alone are God. Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may live according to your truth. Grant me purity of heart so that I may honor you. With all my heart I will praise you, O Lord my God. I'll give glory to your name forever. For your love for me is very great. You've rescued me from the depths of death. O God, insolent people rise up against me. A violent gang is trying to kill me. You mean nothing to them. But you, O Lord, are a God of compassion and mercy, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love and faithfulness. Look down and have mercy on me. Give your strength to your servant. Save me, the son of your servant. Send me a sign of your favor. Then those who hate me will be put to shame. For you, O Lord, help and comfort me." All right, let's go to Proverbs chapter 13. Reading verses 9 and 10 today, these wise sayings, so listen carefully. "The life of the godly is full of light and joy, but the light of the wicked will be snuffed out. Pride leads to conflict. Those who take advice are wise." Let me read those again. "The life of the godly is full of light and joy, but the light of the wicked will be snuffed out. Pride leads to conflict. Those who take advice are wise." And with that being read, our readings for today are finished. Tune in tomorrow, April the 13th, as we continue in our fourth month of our one-year Bible reading plan. Have a great day if you're listening to this in the morning. Go and share the gospel, go and share the love of Christ, or have a peaceful night's sleep if you're listening to this in the evening. Tune in tomorrow, and as usual we pray, come soon, Lord Jesus. Amen.